Hello and welcome to episode number 75 of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. Da-dum. Welcome. And today, I actually know what to talk about because last week, or also part of this week already, was packed with new experiences, and it was so cool to finally step out of my comfort zone, of my home, actually, and be free to experience things. I'm so tired. Okay, I need a moment to, like, muster up some energy inside of me. Okay, I'll try again. So, I spent the weekend in a different city with my family, and we went to a seminar, and the seminar was all about money and financial freedom. And it's so important to know how money works and how you can manipulate it to make it come towards you, to collect more of it. And I'm going to tell you quickly about, because I'm so tired, honestly, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but I'll talk about my three diamonds. So the three top points I took away from the seminar. Number one is to always have a goal and to work towards it and to go for it no matter what happens. Even if there are obstacles in your way, or if you feel insecure, or if something unexpected happens, you always have your goal as an orientation, as a guideline, as the star on the horizon that you can focus on. And that is what keeps you going. So focus on a goal is number one. Number two is something very personal that I realized, and that's that fear is holding me back. I'm very quiet and kind of ruled by fear. I always think about what other people think about me, all the negative things that could happen, but that's actually holding me back. So the tip number two, or that my takeaway number two, is actually be brave. Step out of your comfort zone, even if it feels strange. Believe in yourself and your abilities and just be free, because fear is what keeps you imprisoned if you don't work against it, and courage can save you. And my takeaway number three is that success comes about through a combination between mindset and strategy. So mindset is something that a lot of people talk about. And they say, think positively and everything's going to be great. Well, a lot of our mindset is actually subconscious or unconscious for us. So we need to work on this subconscious level to resolve the beliefs that are in our way. And strategy is actually what you need on a conscious level. So that's something you can reflect on. And it's important to have the right strategy at hand to allow other people who are already at your dream destination to help you, to guide you. Those are my main takeaways from this weekend. It was really packed with a lot of info, even more specific info on how to become financially free. And I can totally recommend going to seminars like this and learning about money and finance, because I think one topic that also was a topic at the seminar is actually that us women oftentimes think that money is not for us, that our husbands or even fathers should be the ones taking care of the finances. And there were a lot of women who actually gave a lot of their responsibility to their husbands. And it's so important to become more free and independent as a woman, to know your stuff, to know your numbers, to know the strategies to make more money or to make the money that you earn work for you. And those were all topics at the seminar that was really, really cool. And the reason I'm so tired today is actually because I worked at a design agency for 2 days, and it was a really cool experience. I'm really, really thankful and happy that it worked out. And I think the project that came about was actually, it was a really cool result, and I'm very proud of it. So that's why I'm tired, and that's why I'm going to conclude this episode here. I hope you could take away something from it. And if that's the case, please make sure to rate this episode on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast over there, which would help me out tremendously. Otherwise, I'm going to catch you next week. Bye.